Hi, my name's Daisy Voss and I work with angels. I'm known as an angelologist, a bit like an energist, as Amanda is, but I work with angels and I work with the angels of the Elohim, the Omnipheme, the Seraphim, the Cherubim and the angels of awakening and many more angelic realms. Did you know there were more than one angelic realm? Not a lot of people do, and that's why I love the work that I do, because one day you can be talking to Archangel Michael and another day you can be talking to Archangel Zadkiel. And so all these angels, they have different qualities and they have different personalities and they do different things and they can give you much more different kinds of guidance as well. So that's what I'm going to do over the next 7 weeks, is introduce you to these seven archangels one by one so that you can really get to know them and love them as much as I do. I'm standing in for Amanda while she is away again on her wonderful travels. So I'm going to spend the time talking to you about the angels of awakening and the angels of the Elohim. And I'd love to hear your angel stories. So do please contact me either through the email or on my website. And my email address is info@daisyfoss.com. And that's the same as my website, daisyfoss.com. Simple, isn't it? I do try and keep things simple. They're not always easy, but we do try to keep them simple. Archangel Uriel. This archangel comes in from the north through the ray of gold and red. This beautiful energy flowing in from the sixth ray, the ruby red ray of peace and wisdom. And this archangel, he is magnificent in his strength. He's really, really strong. He brings courage. He is the archangel of courage. So what do we know about Archangel Uriel? His name is God of Light, Fire of God, or Light of God. And this archangel is strong. He's from the north. And he stands in front of you whenever you are requiring any help or any wisdom. And he brings you ideas and is really, really intelligent. And of course, he brings that intelligence out in you too. He is the patron angel of literature and music, a little bit like Archangel Gabriel, but Archangel Uriel is the inspiration, the instigator, and he transforms your energies from fears, from any feelings of frustration into courage and really being able to step into any conflict with that wisdom and strength and knowledge that what you're doing is of the light, because Archangel Uriel is of the light. God is light. He's also very funny. He's the archangel of wisdom and humour. And as an archangel, he'll show you and confirm to you his presence in the form of jokes or something really hilarious. I remember meeting him in a meditation and he was absolutely, well, just hilarious. And when things get really bad, you know, that energy of, oh, I can't go on any longer, then Archangel Uriel has, we say to you, earth yourself. So when things are really bad, you earth yourself, you anchor yourself. And when you earth and anchor, that's what you're doing, is connecting in with Archangel Uriel. He is the archangel who, obviously, with his connection to earth, has an incredible affinity to crystals. The earth and the fragrance of the crystals, the fragrance of the earth, that's the trees, the flowers, the grass, all of those fragrant smells, they bring a tingling feeling. That's how you know that he's around you, because there's this amazing tingling feeling. And his crystal that he loves the most is amber. I will talk a bit more about the crystals a little bit later. So he is the archangel that is really connected to your root chakra. This is the base of your spine. And the root chakra is your chakra of courage, of strength, of safety, of security. And when you're feeling, first of all, grounded, and we do that with our feet being on the ground and our backbone spine straight down into the earth, not sort of slumped all over the place. And once your root chakra is connecting to the earth by grounding through your feet, your toes, as if they're roots into the ground, then your root chakra, the base of your spine, can absolutely drop down like a tap root right down to your subroot chakra. And it connects through your subroot chakra where it earths into the ground. And as it earths, you're really then connecting with your safety and your security and feeling that that connection on all of your bodies. Everything feels much more aligned and centered. And once you are grounded and earthed, then you can anchor. Anchoring at Archangel Uriel's chakra below your feet, which is your sub-root chakra, your earth star. The earth star is the chakra that connects you and anchors you absolutely to the crystal in the center of Gaia, the crystal that was dedicated and gifted from Sanat Kumara, the ascended master who works very much with Archangel Uriel. And this beautiful archangel, he is so strong. He helps anybody who asks. So you have to ask, because Archangel Uriel, like all other archangels, are subjected to the spiritual laws. They can't just step in unless there is an emergency. So the day of the week for Archangel Uriel is Thursday. That's Thor's day, the god Thor. So Thursday is a good day to have a meditation. And we have a meditation from Archangel Uriel's Crystal Sound Healing Temple on my website at daisyfoss.com. And also the music that we're going to play right now is from Archangel Uriel's temple. And the music is produced and composed by my husband, Paul Foss. So I hope you enjoy it. Just sit back and really feel this fire of God, this light of God, of Archangel Uriel, flow through you as you ask him to come forth to bring any ideas or help you with anything that's a query or a question, because he enlightens your intelligence and helps you to think more clearly. So whilst you're listening to the music, just ask and call Archangel Uriel to step forth, and he will come through with his crystals. And of course, his crystals, which are, well, the crystals that he loves the most are ruby, coming from the ruby red ray, the fluorites, labradorite. Oh, that's Merlin's crystal, the labradorite. I love that. How do you say it? Labradorite. I always think of the dog when I say that, labradorite. And ametrine or amethyst. Ametrine is heated amethyst. And sometimes citrine is heated amethyst as well. But the red calcite, the jaspers, the cinnabar, the red coral, and of course, a garnet. All of these are crystals that Archangel Uriel connects with and uses for his healing to help you on every level, every plane, and every dimension of your being if you want to ask for it. So here is some music from Paul Foss, my wonderful husband, the music of the Crystal Sound Healing Temple. Thank you. My name's Daisy Foss, and I'm here to talk to you about the angels of the Elohim, the angels of awakening. Today we're talking about Archangel Uriel, and we're talking about his divine lady, Lady Aurora. Archangel Uriel's twin flame is Lady Aurora, the goddess of crystals, the dawn of the goddess. She is the twin flame, the energy of the female aspect of Archangel Uriel. And she is amazing. She's an angel in her own right, and she brings to you the feminine qualities of the Archangel. If you want to know more about the Lady Archaea angels, then there's an amazing book by my friend Claire Stone, The Female Archangels. Reclaim Your Power with the Lost Teachings of the Divine Feminine. It's absolutely fabulous. And I highly recommend it. So this amazing archangel is Lady Aurora, the archangel of the dawn of the goddess. And that's what she does just before the dawn. Often it's the darkest place. It's the time in your life when something has happened and can't get any worse. And just before that moment, it's always an feeling. And this is when the goddess steps in. The darkest before the dawn is when she comes forth with this bright golden light, this amazing light, this aura that just is incredible. I think you think of the aurora borealis, that's the kind of light it is. And you know, often when you have a really dark night of the soul, then there's a day when it just switches, and this is often when you've been visited by the archangel Lady Aurora. I just love her. She helps in so many ways, and you do have to invite her in. And of course, Archangel Uriel and Lady Aurora work together. They are a dynamic duo. They are an incredible divine male and feminine energy that help to balance and harmonize. When you are grounded, earthed, and anchored, both of these divine archangels can really bring inspiration and also keep you on track. And they bring up the alchemy, the wise and wisdom of the earth, and the alchemy, the magic. Archangel Uriel is such a strong character who brings this courage and helps a spiritual understanding and helps to recover from all kinds of upsets and hurts, including any addictions or anything that has a hold on you. Archangel Uriel can help to cut those chains of despair. And of course, Lady Aurora comes in then with her incredible energy to help to soothe and smooth, bringing peace and joy and all of the wisdom that comes with that. We've talked about the crystals Archangel Uriel loves to use to clear and to help your root chakras. But what about Lady Aurora's crystals? Well, these are the same but slightly different. We have Helidor and, of course, Fire Opal. And that's how I see her, in her beautiful gown of red ruby light with this sort of opalescent feeling and beautiful big wings. Her crystals are Helidor, amazing, Fire Opal, and Citrine, and of course, yellow calcites. It's quite a lot of yellow calcite that we use in our healing. I picked some up on the desert sands in Tel Lamana in Egypt once. Oh, it has such a beautiful, soft energy, the energy of Akhenaten and the goddess and Nefertiti. Akhenaten and Nefertiti, the pharaohs of the Golden Palace in Tel Lamana in Egypt. And that crystal, I brought it home and it's on my altar and it's absolutely amazing. It's incredible what crystals can do. And of course, another crystal that Lady Aurora loves to work with are the diamond Herkimers. I have a golden diamond Herkimer, which I took to the Glastonbury Extravaganza. I took it to show a friend of mine, and as I opened my hand, the sunlight hit this golden diamond Herkimer, and the energy of Archangel Uriel just took over. It was this red golden light right through the whole of the Abbey grounds. My friend just went, whoa, she was knocked off her feet. And I held onto this crystal, and it was just amazing. That was one of the first times I realized the power of working with Archangel Uriel. And of course, Lady Aurora bringing that inspiration, bringing that light of the earth. And talking about the earth, the energy of the fairies, the crystals, the inner earth cities, all the divas, the nature spirits, they all work with Archangel Uriel and Lady Aurora because they are connecting through from your earth star right the way down through to the heart of Mother Earth. And the gateway to the fairies, to the divas and the nature spirits is absolutely there at the inner earth cities, your portal chakra below your feet. This really is an exciting revelation when you really make that connection down to the center of the earth. Not only does it enrich and empower your root chakra, it also empowers and enriches your sacral chakra and your solar plexus, both of which are centers that these two archangels work with, Archangel Uriel and his twin flame, Lady Aurora. Goodness me, how many times have I said their names in this show? It's lovely to work with them. And if you'd like to know more, this on my website, daisyfoss.com. I am Daisy Foss on UK Health Radio on the Future Energetics show. And I'd like to thank Amanda Nelson for giving me this opportunity. She's off on her travels, and I look forward to seeing her again soon.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Trust you're enjoying this, learning about the archangels, especially the ones today. We have Archangel Uriel and his twin flame, Lady Aurora, of the courage, bringing courage and inspiration for you to speak your truth, for you to really feel the strength of the earthliness of these two archangels. And now we have the two archangels of love. So we invite into this space for you to enjoy the energy of Archangel Shamuel, the Archangel of Love, this beautiful being from the third ray of light, this divine love that flows in from this space just for you, to open your hearts as the pink ray of love comes in through from the center, through to the very center of your heart, through from your crown. And as it flows from the great central sun right through from the angelic realms, through to your soul star, to your crown, this amazing energy of Archangel Shamuel. He is so magnificent. I love him. He loves me. And that's the beauty of this, is finding out how much self-love there is. So we have talked about the courage of Archangel Uriel and Lady Aurora, and now we will be talking about the love that comes from Archangel Shamuel, the serenity the joy, the absolute unconditionalness of the love that literally emanates from this archangel. He is so incredible. He's one of the tallest angels I've ever met. But if he meets you in the house, he brings his size down to match you. It's lovely. And I met him first at the Great Pyramid in Giza in Egypt, and he was literally as big as the pyramid, if not taller. This eminence of love that was just oozing from him. Archangel Shamuel's eyes, his hands, his heart, absolutely everything just radiating this light, this love, and this divine love, this just beautiful pink ray of energy, just softening and just, you know, people say, oh, with your rose colored tinted glasses. And that's right. If you have got these rose-coloured tinted glasses, it does mean that you see love everywhere. And that's what happens when you're in the company of Archangel Shamuel. Absolutely. That love just is magnetic. It's so catching as well. It just flows from you to other people. It can't help but feel lovely if you're in that state and space of love. Just think of couples who've just met. It's just like you see these pink bubbles of love all around them. It's so beautiful. So who are we talking about today? Archangel Shamuel. He is from the element of love that is within every single person. Has this capacity to love. We're born with it, and it is so beautiful to recognize this element. And when there is unhappiness and when there is a lack of this element, a lack of love, that's when fear arises. And that fear is false evidence appearing real, false expectations. And when we are in that state of less than love, lacking love, that's when we start to bring in all of the frustrations and feelings of self-loathing, not liking ourselves. How many times have you looked in the mirror and thought, oh, does my bum look big in this? Oh my goodness me, is my nose really that big on my face? Oh my God, why is my face that colour? These are all self-depreciating statements that when you are in touch with your angels, Archangel Shamuel will come forth and really help you. And he is there for you to help you forgive yourself. He's there to help you heal from the past, to attract new friendships. These are all the qualities of Archangel Shamuel, the one who sees God. And he sees God on a Monday. That's his day of the week. So whenever you want to really feel the energy of love, or feeling that you feel you need to be wrapped in that energy of love, then especially on a Monday, lay out a crystal grid, lay out space for you and time. Make an appointment with yourself to have some time with this beautiful archangel, because he really is beautiful. He's very, very tall and comes in through the pink ray of pale green and all the colours, the cerise right up to the really, really soft pinks. And the quality that Archangel Shamuel brings is comfort and joy. So it's that comfort, it's that feeling of everything around you being to your liking, and that some things that you have really made your own, that you're totally and absolutely unconditionally comfortable with. Because he also really appreciates acts of kindness. You know, random acts of kindness are something that I do all the time. What about you? Oh, I love it. Don't you? Don't you love it when people really appreciate what you've done for them? Standing in the supermarket the other day, somebody didn't have the right change, so I just gave them the money. It wasn't a lot, but to them, it was absolutely life-saving. It was something that really helped them. They didn't have to go through that embarrassment of putting stuff back from their shopping trolley. They could have what they wanted. That's unconditional love. That's acts of kindness that shows that Archangel Shamuel is around, is really working through you, is bringing that peace and tranquility of this particular angel. He's also the archangel of global peace. Global peace, goodness me, we need that at this time, don't we? And so as we bring in this global energy, this global peace, this divine love, to send this love, this serenity through the whole of the grids, the divine grids, the vital web, we use the crystals for Archangel Shamuel, and his particular crystal is green fluorite. That's the one he loves the most. And this is through the sacral chakra, the power of love, your trust zone. And it's very much about trusting and having the courage to love. That's what this theme of today is to trust and have that strength of character and have that strength of love and have that energy flowing through you so that you can really feel that you're not on your own and you're not unloved, that you really are loved by the angels, by all of the beings of light that are around you. When was the last time you picked up the phone and spoke to somebody you haven't talked to for a long time? I know, it's hard, isn't it? Just because we haven't spoken to somebody for 3 or 4 years doesn't mean they don't love you. It just means that you're not on the top of their list. So make a call. Be on the top of their list. Archangel Shamuel's favourite crystals are obviously rose quartz. Pink Nirvana crystals, pink opals, again, that beautiful colour of the opal, and pink tourmaline, oh my goodness me, dabralite, morganite, and petalite. These are all pink crystals, and of course, Archangel Shamuel loves coming through the clear quartzes, all the rainbow lights as well, which can really magnify the love that flows through. But my favourites are morganite and, of course, rose quartz. Oh, yes. And if you're meditating with these crystals and you want to really appreciate the healing power of them, then why don't you try our Crystal Sound Healing Meditation CD series? There's one for every archangel. Sit back and enjoy just the music from this amazing Archangel Shamuel, from my husband Paul's music, the Crystal Sound Healing Temple series. And when we come back, we'll be talking about Archangel Shamuel's twin flame, Lady Charity. My name's Daisy Foss and I'm here on UK Health Radio to bring you the love, the joy and the energy of the archangels of the Elohim. And we've been talking about the courage and the love of Archangel Uriel and Shamuel and the twin flame of Uriel, Lady Aurora. And now I'm going to introduce you to Lady Charity. This is Archangel Shamuel's twin flame. She is phenomenal. She is called the generous love of the goddess because that's what she does. She brings in love in the most, just so divine feminine, in the most unbelievably soft and beautiful way. I learned about the Achaia angels, that's the female archangels, by reading my friend Claire Stone's book. It is fabulous. The Female Archangels, Reclaim Your Power with the Lost Teachings of the Divine Feminine. When I read them, it made so much sense to me. I'd been working with the Elohim angels for nearly 20 years. And although I knew there was a female aspect and I knew that when you called in the archangels, there was always two sides to them, the very soft and then the very strong. Now I realize it's the masculine energy in the female. So when I was introduced to Lady Charity, this is the generous love of the goddess, is her name. This is the twin flame of Shamuel, and she really does emanate all the qualities that he does, and it is such a joy to work with them. The energy that helps you to recognize that they're around is the number 6, and of course the energy of Mary Magdalene. Lady Charity does feel like Mary Magdalene, a true devotee of the Christus Sophia. This is the sacred flame of unconditional love, you know, Venus. Absolutely amazing. Lady Charity is just that. She gives. She gives this incredible love. And along with Archangel Shamuel, they bring the completeness of the Christed consciousness. That Christed consciousness that comes when you marry the head and the heart together as one. And with Archangel Shamuel bringing in the energy through the crown and through your sacral chakra, you find that Archangel Charity brings the energy in through the heart and really amplifies your heart to the point of really feeling that high vibrational frequency flowing through you. And it's so gentle, it's so soft. And when you feel this completeness of the Christed consciousness, it's coming in through from your higher chakras. Your highest chakra is the great central sun, and the energy flows through from the great central sun to the Christed consciousness chakra, and then through the intergalactic gateway, through your stellar gateway to your soul star. And from your soul star, this is when you really feel this, because this is your beginning of your energy field as your identity, where you have the Shekinah chakra again connecting through to the divine feminine of all the Achaia archangels, these divine feminine beings of love and light. And when it flows through from the crown, the Shekinah chakra, through to the heart of the dove, this beautiful Holy Spirit of light through to your crown. And that's where the thousand petaled lotus at your crown receives this love light and brings that love light flooding through you, through to your heart. And when you're connecting with Lady Charity, and that's what it is, charity, knowing that you can spread this light, you can give this light, because as you give, so you receive, but you do it without the conditioning. So it's like a karma yoga of just doing this for the love of it. And that love will come through to you. You will shine with this love. You will really know that this love is really coming through. And One of the true things that Lady Charity brings out is forgiving yourself and others. You know, healing the past, or even manifesting a soulmate. How cool is that? It's anything to do with love. She's here for you. Opening hearts to giving and receiving and becoming more generous and awakening your angelic heart. Of course, all of this is also the attributes that Archangel Shamuel brings: healing relationships, mending broken bonds, balancing your emotions and healing the heart chakra, and being kind. That being kind, I think, is so important. Be kind to yourself first, and then to all others. Because as you are radiating this kindness, and it does come from compassion, from self-love. And where do you find that self-love? It's within you. And within you, you'll find Lady Charity. You'll find her bringing that absolute softness of light through the Divine Feminine, through you. Even if you're a big burly bloke, you'll still have that energy of Lady Charity flowing through. So who are her animals? Well, they're dolphins. And dolphins, if you know anything about dolphins, they radiate unconditional love. They represent our everlasting love too. If you've ever swum with a dolphin, I have. It is the most incredible experience. It is sonar. It's the whole of your being vibrates. As you give love, so you receive it. And that's the big lesson that the dolphin said to me when I swam with them, as I was giving one of them healing, because he'd got a big scrape on his, just above his eye, where he'd been in the pen. I thought, oh, it's so unfair. But I sent this love to them, and their vortex healing that I was learning at the time, and this massive bolt of energy just flew back in my face. It was phenomenal. So her flowers, of course, are roses, pink ones, red ones, yellow ones, any rose that links you to the planet Venus, because for the pink, unconditional love, red for romance, and white roses for purity. These are the things that Lady Charity, the Archaia of Archangel Shamuel, really adores. And the crystals that she loves, oh, they are often the same: rose quartz, petalite, diamonds, especially pink ones, and pink rhodochrosite, amazonite, and emerald. Because holding these or wearing these crystals really can help you feel and receive the energy of Lady Charity to heal and advise you in all matters of the heart, bringing the energy from the head to the heart, this beautiful cross of love, the Christed consciousness of this connection with your head, your heart, and your guts, as it comes through from Archangel Shamuel, as it amplifies through Lady Charity, these two amazing angels bringing love and light to you. One love, one heart, one breath, as one. If you've enjoyed this as much as I have, do let me know. I'm Daisy Foss, and I just love talking about angels. So look forward to speaking to you again very soon. If you've enjoyed this, I'm Daisy Foss on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
I do hope you've enjoyed this show, and I'm just going to go through the archangels one by one. They will be showing you and bringing their healing quality. So after listening to me, I do hope you feel a little better. The healing grid is there whilst we are talking. So you should have lifted your spirits, ready for the rest of the day. My name is Daisy Foss, and thank you so much for listening to me. I've really enjoyed standing in for Amanda, who's on her travels, and can't wait to hear what she's been up to when she gets back. In the meantime, I will be here again next week, introducing another Archangel. So I really look forward to hearing from you. And if you've enjoyed this, please contact me or write a comment so that we know that you're enjoying it. Lots of love from me, from my heart to yours. Big angelic hug from me, Daisy Foss.